It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 30 years ago next month, the band Santana released its second album, Abraxas. It spent 6 weeks at the top of the Billboard album chart. From start to finish, Abraxas blends driving Latin rhythm with piercing rock and roll. Perhaps no song on the album exemplifies this Latin rock fusion more than Oye Como Va, a Cuban cha-cha composed by a Puerto Rican New Yorker and performed by a Mexican immigrant and his San Francisco rock band. Oye Como Va is this week's entry in the NPR 100, our list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. NPR's David Welnup has the story.
In 1963, at about the same time a teenaged Carlos Santana was relocating from Tijuana to San Francisco, a New Yorican bandleader and master timbal player named Tito Puente was recording what was to become his most famous composition. Cuban music historian Max Salazar says Tito Puente's Oye Como Va was adapted from another song called Chanchu Yo, written in the 1930s by the Cuban composer Israel Cachao Lopez.
If you listen to the beginning of Chanchu Yo, it's the beginning of Oye Como Va, but that's all he borrowed was the introduction. Puente built on top of Chanchu Yo, and Oye Como Va was the result.
Oye como va, that means listen to how it goes. Come and enjoy it. That's what the lyrics mean.
Tito Puente told me about his signature composition just a few months before his death this past May.
It's a cha-cha, they call it. That's a Cuban rhythm that was very popular in them days, and it still is, and people dance to that type of music.
The catchy tune played well with Latin music fans, but it didn't reach a wider audience until Carlos Santana introduced it 7 years later on Abraxas. This hard-driving, cranked-up version of Oye Como Va soon became a hit single.
It just took you right in, you know. It just sucked you right in.
Cesar Rosas, lead guitarist for Los Lobos, says with Oye Como Va, Carlos Santana created a new kind of music, Latin rock.
He fused together two awesome elements, the most romantic two elements ever. One being rock and roll, which is very romantic. Electric guitar, blues-based, and then he also picked Latin music, which is extremely romantic. And when he fused those two together, it exploded. It just went right through the roof. And there wasn't anybody, I don't care what color you were, that you could not relate to, you know what I mean?
Carlos Santana traces his musical roots to such blues guitarists as Muddy Waters and B.B. King. His group started as the Santana Blues Band, playing on San Francisco street corners. In a 1994 interview with NPR's Latino USA, he recalled that before his family moved to the United States, he'd already rejected Latin music for being almost corny.
When we came to San Francisco, then I got exposed to Eddie Palmieri and Tito Puente, Rey Barreto, and then Latin music sounded differently. It didn't sound corny, you know. All of a sudden it sounded like Afro-Cuban. You know, I never call it salsa anyway. It's Afro-Cuban because that's where it's coming from.
It was rock impresario Bill Graham, a New Yorker who ran San Francisco's famed Fillmore Ballroom, who steered Santana towards Afro-Cuban music. Graham brought Santana its first hit, Evil Ways.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving.
The song was first recorded by Willie Bobo, who'd been a member of Tito Puente's band, but Puente himself had no idea that Santana had recorded his song on the group's second album.
My wife was the first one that heard it. She was in a store, and they were playing an FM radio station. So everybody in the store was like snapping their fingers, loved it. And she said, "Why, my goodness, that's Tito's number, my husband's number. Well, who's that? He didn't record it, not that style anyway." So that's when I found out that he had recorded Oye Como Va on the Abraxas album on a Columbia label.
Santana dropped the horns that characterized Puente's original, Carlos Santana's electric guitar, and Greg Rowley's Hammond B3 organ carry the song's melody. Ethnomusicologist Stephen Losa, who's currently teaching in Mexico City, is the author of a biography of Tito Puente. He says, for all the changes, Santana's rendition of Oye Como Va is still basically a cha-cha.
Santana combined all kinds of elements, but if you listen to the bass line and the tumbao being played by the congas and the timbal rhythms, you know, the essential part is still authentic Latin Cuban rhythms.
The song brought composer Tito Puente a windfall of unexpected royalties, and Losa says it also gave a boost to a lot of other Latin musicians.
Oye Como Va exposed the world to Tito Puente and to Latin music in general. And Oye Como Va helped catapult the salsa movement of the 70s because it gave the music recognition all over the world. And that inspired a lot of people to go into salsa.
The influence spread well beyond Latin music and rock, says Ben Fong Torres, who was a San Francisco DJ at the time and went on to become an editor at Rolling Stone.
Oye Como Va inspired, among many other artists, groups like Eric Burdon and War. When you think of a song like Spill the Wine, you can hear the strong connection right away.
The Latin grooves that other musicians started playing as a result of Santana's popularity spread his influence even wider, says Cuban music historian Max Salazar.
Santana, through Latin rock and Latin soul rhythms, was able to open the door for non-Hispanics to come in and enjoy that. And it's one of the reasons why Afro-Cuban rhythms now are respected and enjoyed around the world.
Tito Puente made Oye Como Va the finale for Mambo Birdland, the very last album he recorded. He introduced the number at the New York club Birdland with a tribute to the man who put his song on the charts.
Santana, beautiful Santana. He put our music, Latin rock, around the world, man. And I'd like to thank him publicly because he recorded a tune, and he gave me credit as the composer of the tune. So since that day,
yeah,
all we play,
yeah,
is Santana music.
Yeah. David Wellna, NPR News, Chicago.
If you want to see the complete list of the NPR 100 selections or hear any of the stories that you missed, check out the NPR website, npr.org.